Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for September 21st, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. President Donald Trump and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced an additional $14 billion in ag for agricultural producers who continue to face market disruption and costs associated with COVID-19. The producers sign up for the CFAP 2 at the USDA's FSA offices starts today and runs through December 11th. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue recently talked about the CFAP programs and how the USDA has been adding more commodities to the program.
This is an example of government working for the people. We ask for your input, and we listen, and we updated the program based on the comments that we receive.
The USDA has chosen suppliers for the third round of the Food Box program that aims to help farmers, distributors, and families in need. Stephanie Ho for the USDA has more.
USDA has announced contracts for the third round of the Farmers to Families Food Box program.
USDA is partnering with national, regional, and local suppliers whose workforce have been impacted by the closure of the restaurants, hotels, and other food service businesses. These partnerships are purchasing product and boxing it up to give families in need.
That was Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, who spoke earlier this week to the National Farmers Union.
I've traveled around the country over the past few months to see firsthand this program in action, helping people who've fallen on hard times.
USDA recently added $1 billion to the program for a total of $4 billion. More than 90 million food boxes have been distributed to families affected by the pandemic. Details of the program, including a full list of approved suppliers, is available online at the Farmers to Families Food Box Program website.
Researchers hope to learn some of the economic, legal, and community aspects of impacts of leasing solar panels and infrastructure on farmland. Paul Goringer is from the University of Maryland Extension.
Where New York, you've got more local control. Maryland, you have more county control over some of the zoning and planning issues that can go in. Oklahoma, there's a lot less rules in place for how these sites can be sited and put into place. So we're trying to take into account varying legal restrictions for how this would play out.
Goringer explains the study conducted by three land-grant universities.
It's a three-year project with University of Maryland, Cornell University, and then Oklahoma State University. We're looking at really starting off with three sort of diverse states. So we're trying to take into account differing, varying legal restrictions, and then taking into account sort of what are the diversity in the legal issues we're seeing from the contracts being presented to landowners in the three separate states, because we're all in different stages of solar development. And then taking into account, if we're taking farmland out of production, what are the economic implications to not only the landowner, the producer, but also to rural communities who may see less need with people going and to buy services.
This is Inside Agriculture.